G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line season 2014. Second half of the split round, only four games this weekend, so we've got to find the value where it lies. What do you think, Stingy?
I'm pretty glad I didn't play last week. don't think I would have got too many right.
All over the shop, wasn't it? It was unbelievable round of footy. Only, what, two kicks away from having the four biggest upsets of the year back-to-back, basically. So.
Absolutely. Good for the game and good for the parity of the competition. There's been a few sides getting dusted repeatedly in the last month or two.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see, every dog has its day, and it looks like most of them had them last week. But we've got four games, all with lines 2.5 goals or less this week, so it should be a pretty competitive weekend of footy, even though there's only a handful of matches. Friday evening, we kick things off at Subiaco for West Coast hosting Richmond. Eagles laying about 2 goals, total points line mid-170s.
Couldn't find a great deal to like in this one. Eagles deservedly favourites, I would have thought, given exposed form over a short period of time, but their road record, not great. Good players not playing exceptionally well. The announcement during the week that this would be Dean Cox's last year, the most recent in a bevy of retirees, may find something in that. The Saints certainly did with the reciprocation with Lenny Hayes, so possibly there. Richmond can't really find anything to like about them on a week to week basis in the way that they're trending. So pretty easy layout for me.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything at the line. I'm pretty happy to play the totals here. Some good trends to the under, even though mid-170s doesn't give you a lot of room. Eagles 8-2 to the under at night over the last 2 years. 14-5 to the under, twilight night games. Richmond 9-5 to the under at night. 7-2 to the under on the road. Not a huge spoil at mid-170s. I'd rather 180, but I'm still happy to play the under.
Good, good.
Saturday twilight, we're at the Gabba for Brisbane hosting the Gold Coast in the Q Clash. The Lions getting about 2.5 goals, total points line, mid-170s again.
I found this one really difficult, actually. I was happy to take both sides of the equation at different times during the week. Brisbane get Rockliffe back. He is their engine room. He's got a point to prove as well after letting the boys down through another act of stupidity. Big chance to get Leuenberger back as well, which is would be a massive inclusion for them.
Yep.
Just a class act. Gold Coast, pretty ordinary last week after a massive performance the week before. How much petrol they had in the tank after a short run, who knows? You'd expect them to come out. You'd expect them to win this game pretty comfortably. But the Lions at the Gabba, you can't write them off. They've played some good footy there at times this year, and they're just one of those sort of jack-in-the-box sides. If they get the play running their way, they can do anything. So, again, just couldn't commit to either side this one.
Another one where I struggled at the line but was pretty happy with the totals. Once again, going to play the under here. Brisbane 18-11 to the under as underdogs in the last 2 years. They're a good over team in the rare scenarios where they're favourites. Gold Coast, very good underside in the twilight and night, a bit like the Eagles. You bet them over in the day, you bet them under when it's dark. Happy to go with the under. 176.5 is the best number on the board at the moment.
Beautiful.
Saturday night, we're at the MCG for Hawthorn hosting Sydney. The Hawks getting 3.5 to 4.5 points, total points line low 180s.
Massive game of footy, game of the year so far for mine. Hawthorn getting a few players back, a really pivotal time coming off a good break. Gibson back really shores up their defence, gives them a real general down there, and someone that is just really good in that role off third up sort of scenario. And Brad Hill back into the midfield gives them a lot of run, a lot of dash that they've really sorely missed. Him back frees up Isaac Smith, who's struggled a bit with the tag, and Grant Birchall as well, who's been getting a bit of a run with. So Swans, some big question marks over key players. Hanbury's probably only 50-50 to play. Tipper will be back short of a run, and Reshaw back short of a run. So I think the Swans, even though they've won 12 in a row, they're primed for the picking this week, and I think the Hawks to get home in a close one, but more than happy to take the points.
Yeah, I'm with the points here too. Hawthorn have won 3 of the last 4 between these sides at the MCG, all by 6 goals or more. They've only been underdogs twice in the last 3 years. Both of those games were interstate. Both of them were only by a handful of points, and both times they failed to cover by the bees proverbial.
Yep.
Sydney
proverbial
covered one...
Proverbial dick.
Stay classy, Shitty. Stay classy. Swans have only covered one of their last six at the MCG. They're a better side in the day than at night. Really imposing form, but if you take the view that home field advantage is worth a goal and a half to 2 goals, this is Hawks plus about 2 goals at a neutral venue and Hawks plus 3.5 to 4 goals if it's in Sydney. That's too many for my mind. Hawks is a plus in
case
Melbourne
point,
for me.
Case in point, the game in Sydney earlier this year, I think it was about 17, 18 points. Yeah. So, very happy with that.
We conclude the round Sunday twilight at the MCG again with Collingwood hosting Adelaide. The Magpies laying about 2.5 total points line, mid-170s.
Again, happy to take the points in this game. I think the Crows are tracking substantially better than the Pies are at the moment. Pies have got some massive concerns. No Dane Swan. Whilst his form hasn't been brilliant, he's still a prime mover for them through the middle of the ground. Nick Maxwell has retired, effective immediately. So they lose a lot of direction down back. They were expecting Ben Reid to come back in, but I don't feel that they'll have the capacity to play him back. To play him forward. I think they'll need him back against the tall trio from the Crows, which just leaves them really short in terms of firepower and the ability to kick a score. Cloak's been struggling. They will get Jamie Elliott back, but he's been out for a few weeks, so may just be a bit short of a run. No real issues with the Crows, only one small question mark over Scotty Thompson, but in a game like this, effectively an 8-point game at this stage of the season, expect him to play and play well through the middle of the ground. I think the Crows win this one pretty easy.
Yeah, I had a lean to the Crows. I couldn't quite talk myself into it. Pies have looked dead man walking in the last couple of weeks. No strong trends either way here. Total points, Pies trend to the under, Crows trend to the over. On paper, this looks like an Adelaide win to me. It feels like a bit of a sucker line. And again, they're kind of, if you flip the home field advantage, this would be Crows laying something in the terrain of 3 goals in Adelaide. Be a little bit nervous about the Crows laying that sort of number, even to an out-of-form Collingwood. So just enough. I'm certainly leaning the plus if I had to bet, but just enough for me to stay out.
Beautiful.
So 3 bets in total for me this week. The unders Friday night, West Coast Richmond. The unders in the Q clash and Hawks at the plus.
Just a 2 for me, Hawks at the plus, and bet of the round, Crows at the plus. Get on board. Have a good weekend, guys.
Good luck and good punting.